you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from John chapter 4, verse 21. Yet a time is coming and has now come when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, March 10th, 2021. What do you think about that verse, Marianne?
I love it.
Yet a time is coming and has now come when true worshipers, let's think about that, true worshipers, because don't you want to be a true worshiper?
I do.
I do too. Will worship the Father in spirit and truth. We got to dig into that. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. And I'm like, wow, I want to be the kind of worshiper that the Father, that God seeks. And I would think our listeners want to be that kind of person. And our special guest today, I know, wants to be that kind of person. Les Schluter is joining us in the studio on this, the Prime Lifetimes in Review Wednesday. And we have him in because he submitted a great announcement in our March edition of the Prime Lifetimes. So if you have the publication available, turn to A7 and you'll see these four good-looking guys, Ernie Haas and Signature Sound, Grammy-nominated and Dove Award winners, March 20th at 6 p.m., doors open at 4:45, Hymn Sing at 5:15.
I like Hymn Sings.
Salem Baptist Church, 2650 South Taylorville Road, Indicator. For tickets or more information, call Les, who's in the studio with us. Call him at 217-841-3132. That's 217-841-3132. Ernie Haas and Signature Sound coming to Decatur on March 20th. And so this morning when I was reading out of John, and I thought, oh, Lord, I love this whole passage. Actually, I read John chapter 4, 5, and chapter 6. Great, many different stories and parables and teachings of Jesus. And so chapter 4 is the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman, and he's interacting. The disciples go into town and like, why is he talking to the Samaritan woman? And
because he's Jesus.
Yes, and then he starts talking with her and says, you know, the man you're with is not your husband nor the other men that you've been with. And she kind of changes the subject and starts talking about, oh, well, our fathers used to worship
it. You know,
yeah,
else.
Yeah, let's change the subject. It's really kind of clever how I mean, it's like, why did she go with that response when, you know, I know you must be a prophet. Anyways, but then I love as you get down to this verse 21, yet a time is coming, and this is Jesus speaking to her, a time is coming and has now come when true worshipers, and I'm thinking, what's a true worshiper? I want to be one of those.
You're preaching it, Mark.
Will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. And I mean, I'm thinking, wow, God's word is saying this is the kind of worshiper God seeks. Well, I want to be one of those kind of guys. And so I knew, Les, you were going to be coming in and talking a little about some of your testimony, faith journey, and your excitement of bringing in Ernie Haas and Signature Sound. And I was thinking, would this verse fit? Because I could have found one about music or song. And I think it kind of does fit. And as we talked before the broadcast, you were saying, you know, Mark, that's kind of interesting because one of my goals, one of my desires, one of my passions of helping facilitate these concerts is that people worship God, but even more that maybe those that don't attend church on Sunday or maybe don't feel welcome in a church or that's a foreign concept to them, they won't go to church on Sunday, but they might go out or entertain the idea of joining friends to a concert. So welcome to our studios and share a little of how God has brought you to this point where on the 20th you'll be bringing in Ernie Haas and Signature Sound. But you've been doing this for a while, and it's kind of been a God-citing story because you had no interest in doing this some years back.
Yep. Actually, and we've talked about this beforehand, the really neat thing about it is both Kathy and I and our son Christian have found ourselves, and we've done this for a number of years, probably maybe 9 or 10. We were always traveling to the southern part of the United States to hear these groups that are the top-level groups in all of Southern Gospel. And we knew that very rarely did any of those groups come up here to central Illinois or to the Midwest. And we were at a concert in Nashville that Legacy 5 was putting on, and there was a couple that was right behind us that was incidentally from Champaign, Illinois, and the conversation struck up that, well, isn't that funny here? We're 6 hours away, and wouldn't it be neat if somebody from Central Illinois would bring these groups up to our area so that people wouldn't have to travel 6 to 7 hours down mm-hmm. south to hear them? And that kind of put a seed in our head. And then Legacy 5, who was in the middle of a 20-year run coming to Danville for a visit once a year, we, my wife and I had always organized groups to go attend that event. And it was at one of the concerts, I think it's probably many 7 years ago, we organized a group from Flatville area, Royal and Gifford churches, and Thomas Burle, and we ended up taking 105 people over to hear Legacy 5.
Oh, wow.
And, of course, their owner and lead singer, Scott Fowler, had pulled us aside, and, of course, he knew us from us attending concerts before, and he just said, Les, Kathy, you guys need to take over this promoting, and you need to bring these groups to Illinois. And initially, we just said, no, that's not for us. I don't know the first thing about promoting. We'll just continue to bring people to hear your music.
What do they say? You kind of poo-pooed that? Yeah. Isn't that an interesting word
that we use?
We'll have to ask Rob what that all means next Wednesday.
That'd be funny.
Yeah. So anyway, that continued on, and a couple other artists at concerts had said the same thing, and then it started rearing its head a little closer to us because we were supposed to go as fans, spectators, to hear the Collingsworth family up in Bourbonnais, Illinois, about an hour and a half north of here. And the promoter called me about 3 months beforehand and said, Les, I need your help. And I'm like, what do you mean I need your help? I'm already bringing a bunch of spectators up there. What could you be thinking? And he said, no. He goes, I have the Collingsworth booked, but I can't go through with it. Because I've got an event that I have to go down in Kentucky that my son has asked me to join.
Oh.
And I'm going to have a whole lot of people upset with me if I tell them the Collingsworth concert is canceled. So I really need you to think about taking this bull by the horns and stepping in. And as my wife and her mother both said, oh, my goodness, you're going to step in. And that is the number one mixed group in America. And basically, if you're going to go big, go home. You know, go big or go home. And so I said, no, I can't do that. Well, then shortly after that, 3 consecutive mornings in a row, between 2 and 3 in the morning, God did what only God does, and that he wakened me up, and I'm going downstairs, and I'm writing all these ideas on a piece of paper, and he's telling me everything I need as far as details to promote the concerts. And after the third night, I told Kathy, I said, you're not going to believe this. I said, but look at all this, all these details. I said, everything that we're supposed to do in order to pull off how to do promote a concert. And she just said, you know what? I think it's pretty clear, and we need to be obedient. Mm. So here we are. We are now promoting these same groups that we were traveling 6 to 7 hours south to hear, except we're bringing them up here. And so the people in Central Illinois area can be blessed by the same music.
And going back to that story of the specifics and you writing these things down, it got to the point where it was so specific. It was either, do we have room temperature water or refrigerated? That's when you and others started saying, Les, I think God is really calling you to be active and involved. And I remember you and I touching base way back then because you were saying, hey, Mark, I'm thinking of doing this. I've never done anything like this before. I've attended concerts and I enjoy them, but, you know, there's so many details and facets. And for the listener that go and they buy their tickets, it's printing the tickets, it's distributing the tickets, it's getting the word out, it's getting setup teams mm-hmm. and teardown teams and making arrangements and finding venues. And mm-hmm. I mean, it's an endless amount of details that everyone is important because you leave one facet out. Oh, we didn't do that. We didn't arrange that. And, you know, the groups that are coming in, sometimes they have special needs. Like the mm-hmm. Collingsworth family, you got to get a number of strong backs to help move and get that piano that they bring along. And
yep.
I've attended 3 of your concerts, I think, with them in Danville, and they're phenomenal. And you've brought a number of great groups to our area, and you're going to be doing that on the 20th. And people can find out more by calling your number, 217-841-3132, 217-841-3132. And by way of introduction of what people are going to hear on Saturday, March 20th, we're going to introduce them to Heaven Is, and it's off the Ernie Hassan Signature Sound CD, Clear Skies. Mm-hmm. And so those of you that are maybe unfamiliar with Ernie Hassan Signature Sound, they're phenomenal. They're one of the top groups mm-hmm. in Southern Gospel. They travel the country and the world. They've been on a number of TV specials. They're a tight harmony. I think you'll enjoy it. Then we'll have Les share some more about the specifics, what to expect, and why you should come out on March 20th. Here's Ernie Haas and Signature Sound, Heaven Is.
This old world is not where I belong. Heaven is. It was never meant to be my home. Heaven is. So I will not hold a treasure here. I'm bound for a land where there are no tears. What is this place of joy so dear? Heaven is when the glorious Lamb of God forever reigns. Heaven is where I'll sing one day with the angels and the saints. Ask me what is awaiting, cause the Savior made me His. Heaven is.
Heaven is.
Heaven is.
Oh, what is this place our Lord's prepared? Heaven is. When He calls my name, I wake up where heaven is.
There are golden streets and jasper walls, that paradise to my heart it calls.
And I can't wait to see it all.
Heaven is where the glorious Lamb of God forever reigns. Heaven is where I'll sing one day with the angels and the saints. Ask me what is awaiting, cause the Savior made. Join the choir of the ransomed and redeemed. Oh, the joy of knowing Jesus, and to be assured of this. Heaven is.
Heaven is.
Heaven is.
I know that
heaven is where the glorious Lamb of God forever reigns. Heaven is where I'll sing one day with the angels and the saints. Ask me what is awaiting, cause the Savior.
That was Ernie Haas and Signature Sound, Heaven Is, off their CD, Clear Skies, which you can purchase on March 20th as you attend the Ernie Haas and Signature Sound concert at the Salem Baptist Church, 2650 South Taylorville Road in Decatur. Doors open at 4:45, and there's a hymn sing at 5:15. In fact, people love coming early to participate in the hymn sing. And then right at 6 o'clock, Ernie Haas and Signature Sound will take the stage. There's all sorts of different kinds of seating. Is it children 8 and under that are free? So Les, give us an overview of why people should be excited, why they should call you, get tickets for their friends, their family members, their associates, their co-workers, co-laborers. Why should people come out on March 20th?
Well, first of all, like you had already mentioned, that these people are the Grammy Award nominated, and they have won multiple Dove Awards. And the music style that they sing in this particular group, you're going to see everywhere from, I know we've got 4- and 5-year-olds kids coming with their parents and their grandparents and then the great-grandparents.
Oh, my.
It is music that appeals to all the different generations, and that's the beauty about the Southern Gospel music is that you'll see all the different levels and ages of people there. And I will tell you that we have the different seating sections, and the Diamond section, which is brand new for us this year, it's going to be just the first 3 padded rows in the 2 center sections. Those are already sold out, and I hate to say it, but most of those tickets are going to people from out of state who hear Ernie throughout the Midwest.
Wow.
And because he doesn't get up here very often, now that they see that he's on the tour schedule for Central Illinois, as soon as the concert was announced, they bought those tickets, and so that section is sold out. However, we have the gold section seating. It starts at row 4. And literally, this is still 20 feet from the stage. So you could almost reach out and shine the front of their shoes if you wanted to.
Still close in.
Yeah. But the gold section, those are $30. And then we have the silver sections on the side, and those are $25. And then behind the pews, we have the red section. Now, I don't want you to think it's way, way out there and you have to use binoculars. This church basically is set up where it's not very deep, but it's wide. There's only 9 pews.
That's a song, deep and wide.
Yeah. There's only 9 pews deep. So the section behind the padded pews, there's a big area for individual padded seats, and we just call that the red section. And adults is 18, but we want families to be able to afford to come. So we have priced that you could be 10 to 16 years old. You know, you have a driver's license, and it's a whopping $8. And if you're 0 to 9, it's free. Because we don't want families spending 80 or 90 bucks to come to the concert, because most of them aren't going to be able to afford that. So in this case here, mom and dad could come, and they have a 16-year-old that could drive them to the concert, and a couple kiddos, you know, they're going to get in for a really relatively, you know, inexpensive price. And
that's well thought out.
Yeah. So we price it that way because we call those young ones the fans of the future.
Oh.
And if we don't make it affordable for families now, then as time passes, we won't have people to darken the pews later on.
I can understand why God chose you for this ministry, because even while you were still saying, no, I don't know how to do this, He's just downloading all kinds of information into you and into your whole sphere of getting this done, and He's still doing it. You're making good decisions.
And you have to be kind of a high-capacity individual because of all the demands. I remember one time I was there before the concert goers because I was setting up a Great News Radio table and gift drawings and all the different things I was bringing in, lugging in. And I think Les's phone went off no less than 20 or 30 times as people are calling for tickets or wanting more information or directions on how to get there. And I think one time, I think he had a pager and a phone. Whatever you can do to accommodate people and work through the challenges of putting it all together. And so you need somebody with a lot of energy and effort. And you and your wife, Kathy, both have a heart of reaching people and loving on them. And I know you had said off air how much you hope that people would bring maybe their unchurched friends, or maybe you're tuned in today and you're like trying to figure out what this Christianity is all about. Well, these are great, gifted, godly artists that will sing and entertain you and encourage you. And there will be a gospel message, I'm sure, proclaimed that might help you understand that God loves you, that He cares for you. It'll be an uplifting evening. You won't feel preached at or singled out. This is something where we come together as a family. I'm going to be there with some radio gifts and giveaways and program guides, so I can't wait to see some of the Decatur listeners and those from Springfield and the smaller towns around the area that I've not been introduced to. And so thank you, Les, for allowing us to hand out program guides and other materials, including the Prime Lifetimes paper and other things that we'll have at our table. So somebody's getting excited, they want to know a little more, how can they get in touch with you, or is there a website? I think you can also purchase tickets through iTickets.
That's correct. Call us directly at the 217-841-3132 number, and that is my number, and unless I'm sleeping, I'm going to be answering that phone. And
Wait, I got to jump in here. Unless you're sleeping, look at the T-shirt. Jesus took naps. I want to be like Jesus.
Well, that's perfect.
That's his T-shirt. That's posted on our Facebook page, too.
You're talking to the guy that God woke up at 2 in the morning to take notes on how to organize things. So.
Yep. And the neat thing about, you can call it for tickets, and we do not charge extra fees. So if the ticket is $20, that's what you're going to pay when you call us directly. There is an option if you just insist on paying with a credit card. You can go through the iTicket site, but they are usually charging between $3.50 and $6 per ticket for fees. Now, one thing that we have done this year that's really kind of special, because we want to build value into the night for the concert guest, is that every ticket that goes out, we have worked with the local Texas Roadhouse over there, and they have made customized coupons that are for attendees only. And they've given us to hand them out, and they're going to be it's a 10% off your total dinner ticket when you get the concert tickets. And then, you know, depending on how, I know this radio frequency extends out to the west and maybe even to the east for Indiana listeners, We have a deal with the Hampton Inn as well over there that they have given us a discount that's a group rate for concert attendees at $75 a night. So we're trying to build extra value into the night for the people that if you're a traveler, we've got a great place to stay, a great place to eat.
Wow.
And great music. And I know Mark had mentioned that you had mentioned the hymn sing. That is something that we have been told you have to start that back up again. And we start that at 45 minutes before the concert. And it's for those folks who dearly, dearly miss the treasured hymns that so many churches have taken out of their rotation. Well, we bring it back in and we raise the roof for a good half hour singing. Most of it, it's like the first and third or first and fourth verse. But we're going to touch on about 13 of the treasured hymns that night.
My.
And we want to have those voices help us raise the roof.
I absolutely love that.
All right, everyone. The date is Saturday, March 20th. Doors open at 4:45. Hymn sing at 5:15. Ernie Haasen's signature sound. Take the stage at 6 o'clock.
Oh, it's exciting.
It's an evening for everyone, and it's happening at the Salem Baptist Church, 2650 South Taylorville Road in beautiful Decatur, Illinois. Call Les for more information or to secure your tickets. They're going to go fast. Call them at 217-841-3132. That's 217-841-3132. All right, everyone. Well, I hope to see you on Saturday night, the 20th. It's happening in Decatur, so tell your friends, get your tickets ordered right away because I think we could sell out. Now, if they don't sell out, you can get tickets at the door, but I think there's an additional $2 charge, so know that, but you can get your tickets secured today by calling Les at 217-841-3132. Well, Les, thank you for sharing a little of your faith journey and how God can raise up someone that thought, no, I'm just going to go and enjoy it. What, God? You want me to orchestrate and organize them? Okay, Lord, all for your glory, so thank you for doing that.
Doing a great
You're
job.
Welcome.
You and your wife, Kathy, and your best-dressed son, Christian, who is the best-dressed teenager I've ever met or know, and so you'll probably see him that night with a bow tie on. Is he going to be in town?
Oh, yeah. He'll be here, and I know that he'll have the bow tie on, and the pocket square. He'll be decked out.
Okay.
For people that don't know the Ernie Haas, you'd think he'd be part of the group himself.
Yeah. Good for him for being his own person. I love it.
A future candidate. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Les Schluter with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.